I'm Lynn Scherr sitting in for Celeste, and Wall Street edged uptown yesterday as President Obama delivered his plan for financial reform at New York's legendary Cooper Union. With a host of the nation's bankers in the audience, many
I love that part.
That they were there?
Yeah.
Many of them were smiling. Some of them had arms folded. A few actually commented. Well, only a few. The president tried to reassure Lloyd Blankfein, the chief executive of Goldman Sachs, as well as top execs from J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Credit Suisse, and others, that he wasn't trying just to scold Wall Street bankers, but to find a new way forward.
It is essential that we learn the lessons from this crisis, so we don't doom ourselves to repeat it.
But this was not just about scolding Wall Street. It is also about rejecting every policy on regulation from as recently as the Clinton administration. Here is the former president admitting he might have been wrong, speaking on ABC's This Week.
I was wrong about that. I've said that all along. Now, I think if I had tried to regulate them, because the Republicans were in a majority in the Congress, they would have stopped it. But I wish I should have been caught trying. That was a mistake I made.
Regulate, re-regulate, deregulate to help explain some of it and this major shift in the administration's strategy. We're joined now by Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Morning, Louise.
Good morning.
And we've also got on the line Jim Warren, a Chicago-based columnist for the Chicago News Co-op, The New York Times, and Business Week magazine. Hi, Jim.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Louise, let me start with you. The president said, and I quote, "Unless your business model depends on bilking people, there is little to fear from these new rules." So does it scare them, and should it?
Well, you know, there's some people that think that the bank business models do depend on bilking people, you know, with all the different fees that they levy and the, you know, way the spreads they get on products. But ultimately, you know, there are some banks out there that are already looking for new, friendlier business models for this new world. One of the things that he said that I could just see, you know, on the faces as they shot around of some of the bankers really bothering them, and I heard about from a number of people on Wall Street, is the idea that he said, "You, Wall Street, you contributed to this recession," because, you know, that'll be one of the great academic debates for years, how much the recession and the housing market falling apart led to the financial crisis and how much the financial crisis and the panic that caused led to the recession. And I will tell you, there are people on Wall Street who still believe that they didn't cause this recession. So I could see, you know, some Wall Streeters, and I've heard from some, that that kind of got to them.
I would bet it did. So, okay, the speech is over. We don't know yet all the details of the plan. What happens next?
Well, the thing to watch for is whether the banks start more strongly supporting reform. You know, the president really called them out. He said, "You all have battalions of lobbyists behind the scenes fighting this thing." And that's what's been going on. Even while some of them have been publicly saying they support regulation, they've got a lot of lobbyists fighting certain aspects of it on the Hill. So the thing to watch for is whether they become more supportive of the president's plan.
Jim Warren, let's talk to this longer view, this bigger picture of what the president is trying to do. This is Bill Clinton was loved on Wall Street. And this is a big switch, is it not? Give us the history a little bit.
Well, you know, I may have a slightly different take now that I've thought of it at this early hour as I wait the awakening of an 11-month-old in this household. But, you know, I think one sees on one level, guys, you know, a similarity in style between Obama and Clinton in some ways. The biggest difference is probably in context, given that, you know, Clinton was dealing with a boom time in prosperity and Obama with exactly the difference. I mean, I believe that neither at heart is really any fire-breathing populist, though Clinton, when he had to, could probably act like one, even if it was against his basic, moderate, Democratic leadership council essence. Obama, if you look at him in the Chicago context and see him particularly in the University of Chicago context, where he went to where he taught law school, he sees himself basically personally as a non-ideological pragmatist. He does believe in free markets. I mean, there were all those lines sprinkled through that speech yesterday, which sort of underscored, "Hey guys, but I believe in markets." But as opposed to a lot of his buddies, at least in the economics department, the University of Chicago, he believes very much in regulation, and I think he sees himself as a moderate who doesn't find markets to be self-correcting. And I think that's a huge difference between him and some of those guys who look dyspeptic, you know, in that audience yesterday. So he's not any cookie-cutter product of the University of Chicago, doesn't think free markets will inevitably work, and he thinks the last 2 years, and here I guess where you probably get the biggest difference between him and Clinton, confirms that perspective of his and undermines the basic University of Chicago free market cred.
Well, but Jim, and to you, Louise, we weren't supposed to be here. I mean, deregulation during the Clinton era was supposed to accelerate prosperity, but the boom, in fact, ended, and now we're really talking about putting in mechanisms to prevent this from ever happening again, walking away from the idea that markets can go all by themselves. Don't you agree?
This is a big shift. And, you know, one of the presidents that a lot of people I speak with are comparing this to is FDR's speeches because, mm-hmm. you know, the 30s was a major inflection point on regulation. And there's a speech in particular that FDR gave in 1936 in Madison Square Garden where he took a much harsher tone with the bankers. He said, you know, I welcome their hatred. So that's one thing people have comparing it to. It was much later in FDR's tenure than Obama's. But
following a similar period economically.
That's right.
Let me just, before we go over to Jim, listen to what the president said yesterday on this whole issue of is it us versus them? Take a listen.
I'm here today specifically when I speak to the titans of industry here because I want to urge you to join us instead of fighting us in this effort.
So, Jim, can they join together, or does this have to be one against the other?
Yeah, no, I think most of these guys are not going to join. But the fact is, I think he's getting the votes in the Congress. I mean, the fact that Blanche Lincoln of Louisiana came up with a derivatives proposal that was much tougher than even some of her colleagues on the Democratic side imagined she would come up with. And then you had Charles Grassley, farmer of sorts from Harvard. Out of Harvard, from Iowa, who switched votes. No, I think he's going to pick up the votes that he needs. And despite the Wall Street Journal sort of reflexively, predictably screechy editorial this morning, you know, he's going to have the votes, and this is not going to be in their mind, as they argue, rammed through the Congress. He's going to have a majority of votes to do a lot of this. There may be some tinkering with some elements, but he's going to get substantial change,
right.
And I do think blank fine, and those guys will still be fine.
Jim Warren, thanks.
The 11-month-old didn't even wake up.
Yeah.